Welcome to Chat About. Chat About today is sponsored by First National Bank Bemidji and the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. On the show today, we hear from Melissa Peterson, breastfeeding coordinator for Family Health, and Allie Rood, a lactation consultant at Sanford Health. We're going to talk about Baby Cafe and the many other resources available for breastfeeding moms. That's coming up on Chat About. Welcome to Chat About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Alyssa, let's start with you. What is a breastfeeding coordinator?
Yes, good question. So I currently am working in the Family Health Clinic with the public health at the county, also in the WIC program. And so my role is working, providing nutrition education. And then the breastfeeding coordinator role is primarily assisting moms with challenges with breastfeeding, offering breastfeeding support. I also do breastfeeding classes where moms who are pregnant come in and learn a little bit more about the ins and outs of breastfeeding, and just any way that I can support moms in the community. That's kind of my role, different breastfeeding outreach and things like that.
And Allie, you're a lactation consultant with Sanford Health. Explain what that is exactly and talk about it being a fairly new position.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So basically what I offer at Sanford Health is every mom who has a baby has the opportunity to see me and have support with their breastfeeding journey. I see patients in the hospital after they deliver, and then I also have clinic appointments, as many as they would like, follow up after baby's born. So kind of just offering as much care as they would like, or as much help or assistance as they would like. They can make as many appointments and kind of just helping with weighing the babies and seeing how much milk babies take, because sometimes that's a question with breastfeeding, just the transfer of the milk, and just getting a number sometimes helps moms, and really just helping in any way they want. So they can come just to chat and ask questions about breastfeeding or come for any support that they need.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about something called Baby Cafe, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I'll just throw it out there for either of you to tackle. Why breastfeeding? Why is that so important?
I know for me personally, and Allie, I'm sure you've got a kind of a story too, but I had a lot of challenges with one of my kiddos. I have three children, and with my oldest, had a lot of challenges. And so just feeling like there was a need for myself personally, found that passion for breastfeeding and offering that support to moms, just wanting to be kind of that resource and connection where, hey, I've been through this before. And so, ask questions and just to be able to kind of be that bridge for moms to help them in that breastfeeding journey for them, especially into new motherhood, early motherhood.
Yeah. Yep. No, I definitely agree. I feel like sometimes people think breastfeeding is natural, and while yes, it's natural, that doesn't mean it's not hard. So that's definitely it. I feel like I agree with just, I love having the support and offering that support, because I wish sometimes that was there for me when I have two kids as well too. So it's always good just to have as much support as you can give moms. We don't want it to feel isolating at all after you have a baby, just giving you all the support you can get.
I know it's obviously as old as time itself, and it's very biological, very natural, as you noted. What are the specific advantages, though, to breastfeeding?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so breastfeeding provides a lot of antibodies to your baby. Your milk changes as you breastfeed, and the milk needs for babies change as well. So babies can get more calories and fat and things like that. All the carbs, all your breast milk nutrition changes when your baby grows. So that's kind of fun, just providing that differences in milk, how it just evolves as you breastfeed. But just all the antibodies, it gets all the good just all the good things for mom that baby gets. If the baby's sick, then mom's milk changes to help babies in that way as well, too. Even the color of the milk changes. So it's just super cool to see how breast milk really just helps your baby grow, and you're just the sole source of your baby's nutrition, which is just super really fun for moms to see and see how that works.
Yeah, and lots of breast benefits for mom, too. So it can actually prevent or reduce risk for reproductive cancers the more that they breastfeed, can help with preventing diabetes, especially if mom had diabetes during her pregnancy, things like that. So benefits for both, health benefits for baby, long-term and short-term, and health benefits for mom too.
I was going to ask if there were benefits to mom on that side, besides yes. the nurturing aspect, the yep. psychological benefits.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Yep, health benefits for mom as well.
Okay. So you have this thing called the Baby Cafe.
Yes, we do. So something that we recently just started, we actually kind of started a support group about, gosh, I don't know, back in May, I think it was when we first started. And so the goal was really to provide that platform and space for moms to come and just create that community where they can ask questions to other breastfeeding moms. And then we'd always have a lactation counselor there, one of us. We also have another gal, Eliza Michelson is her name, from Nurture and Knowledge. She was a Sanford health nurse as well for a while, but she also helps co-lead one of our meetings. So basically just having one of us there to answer questions, kind of be the moderator almost, I guess, but just to be there to ask questions and kind of facilitate the group. So we recently transitioned it to a baby cafe, which is meant to be kind of more informal, drop in, you know, just again, but the purpose was still the same as far as having a space for moms to come and create that community.
We are talking about breastfeeding today with Alyssa Peterson and Allie Rood, and we were talking about the Baby Cafe Breastfeeding Group, which apparently meets on Mondays at various locations, right?
Correct, yes. So it's Mondays from noon to 1. So it varies on the first Monday of the week, second Monday, third Monday, and fourth Monday. So the first Monday of the month, we will be at BICAP Head Start Building. The second Monday is at the Northwest Indian Community Development Center. The third Monday is at Northwest Technical College, and the fourth Monday of the month would be at Paul Bunyan Center Preschool. So we really invite any and all moms in any of their point in their breastfeeding journey to come to this support group and baby cafe. You can either just drop in and get a baby's weight if you want, just to kind of see where baby's at. You can come ask questions. If you have any questions about latch or just need some assistance in breastfeeding, we can definitely do that as well. And just really support and to gain mom friends. That's always fun, just to kind of see all the moms in the community and just offer support and chat. And you don't have to talk about breastfeeding at all. You can just talk about your families, and it's kind of fun just to have that support and meet new moms in the community. So that's really what we're all about.
Absolutely, yeah. I should mention too, the second Monday, the one that Allie just mentioned, is at the Northwest Indian Community Development Center. They have several lactation counselors there as well, and so they are the ones that facilitate that meeting. They're great. One of the gals, Leah, is one of the lactation counselors there who helps run that meeting at the Northwest Indian Community Development Center, too. So we have several community partners that help facilitate.
And I'm assuming this is free?
Absolutely. Free to all. So anybody can come. Again, they can be pregnant, wanting to learn more about breastfeeding, currently breastfeeding, just wanting to learn more. So children, families, children of all ages. So say you have 2-3 kids, you can bring baby and your other kiddos. We have toys they can play with while mom has their time. And so, yeah, absolutely. Totally free.
Before we started recording this today, you mentioned that people aren't aware of all the resources out there for breastfeeding beyond that. So tell us about what all is out there for moms who are thinking about breastfeeding.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, the different roles that we provide. So at Sanford, so moms who can come and or who are in labor and delivery and needing that support before they go home, at the WIC clinic or the family health clinic within the public health sector of the county, that is a great resource for breastfeeding as well. Again, just some of these other resources within the Baby Cafe that are partners with us, the Northwest Indian Community Development Center. Mewaja is also another organization who has lactation support. They do that, I believe it's every Tuesday and Thursday at various times, but that information is on their website. Eliza Michelson, as I mentioned, with Nurture and Knowledge. Any others
you
can think of?
No, just that's a lot of opportunities I feel like that people just really can capitalize on. And this being just the Baby Cafe, just being free to all and being a good source of all that information too. You can just come and ask questions and say like kind of what is near me and what opportunities do I have other than just Mondays to come in. And then again to what Alyssa was saying at Sanford too, after your baby's born and maybe you don't need a lactation appointment in the next coming days, but maybe you're struggling a month down the road or you're going back to work. I totally invite people to come in and they can come to Baby Cafe and ask questions about returning to work and pumping and doing all those things, or they can make an appointment with me at Sanford too. So we really just want to help you in all stages of your breastfeeding journey, and just provide support along the way to help you in your goals. And as long as you want to breastfeed, we'll be there to help you.
I'm sure we've all heard of moms who want to breastfeed and there are struggles. What are the most common struggles or issues when it comes to breastfeeding?
I feel like kind of in the first few days of breastfeeding, babies are really sleepy. They have been in their mom's comfy stomach for 9-10 months, and they they're born and they're not quite sure what happened. So they're, it's sometimes feeding in the beginning is a struggle. Sometimes babies are just really sleepy and don't want to wake up to nurse. So it's just kind of helping them through those challenges. And sometimes waiting for 3 to 5 days for your mom's milk to come in a little bit more than it is in the beginning. So just kind of waiting for that to increase is a, sometimes of a struggle for babies and moms, just to realize that babies' tummies are super small in the beginning. So breast milk is all they need, and that colostrum is all they need. So just kind of, I guess, just education too, in the beginning of breastfeeding is the hardest part, and just as babies transition, learning kind of the processes of that. Sometimes latching is a struggle for babies, so just learning different positions that we can teach moms, or just different ways to help babies feed, it's good to learn as well.
Absolutely. And I would say too, a big part of that is just letting mom trust her instincts too, because breastfeeding can be natural and is biological, like we talked about. There's also this component too, where because there's so much information out there, sometimes moms, I think, feel overwhelmed, like, oh, breastfeeding should be this, or I should be doing that, and I need to, you know, that it's almost, there's too much information where they can overthink it. And so sometimes it's just bringing it back to mom and helping them to trust their own instincts, and helping them, support them with questions, and that education piece, I think, like Allie said, is a major part of that.
Well, as a dad, I'm pretty much on the outside looking in at this thing. But what can dads do?
Dads, just offer support. I mean, that is the hugest and most best thing that dads can do, is just supporting the mom. Being up for the feedings and just saying, can I make you some toast? Or
can I get you some water?
Yes, anything that you can do to support moms. Just helping, getting more pillows to get moms more comfortable for breastfeeding positions. Changing the baby's diaper, that's important too. When the baby wakes, maybe change the diaper before you give it to mom. Then mom can feed the baby, or just kind of offering any and all support for mom. Maybe they can't feed the baby, obviously, but they can do a lot of other things that really, really do help along that baby's first few days and weeks and years.
Making the meal for the night, or whatever it could be. Lots of different things.
Okay. About how long does the average mom breastfeed?
I think it really varies. So the World Health Organization and the American Academy of Pediatrics both recommend breastfeeding to 2 years or beyond, which is relatively new in the U.S. For a long time, the World Health Organization has recommended that. But because, as Ali mentioned earlier on in the show, breast milk changes as baby grows. So what milk looks like at those first 2-3 days is much different from what milk looks like at 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, because milk will always change daily, monthly, and as baby grows and their nutritional needs change. So, it's recommended to continue as much as you can for as long as you can with breastfeeding.
Okay. One more time before we wrap it up, Baby Cafe, the breastfeeding group, meets Mondays, noon to one, at various locations. And, you know, you mentioned them, but is there a place people can go to get that information?
Yes, so it's on the public health website, the county website. If they just go to Beltrami, the Beltrami County webpage, it'll be on that front home screen and the different locations. And then also at the various locations, again, BICAP Head Start, Northwest Community Development Center, Northwest Technical College, and the Paul Bunyan Preschool are those different locations. There will be signs there with information which days will be at those locations.
Yeah, we'll also have signs up at Sanford Health, and you can ask, like the OB clinic or the PEDS clinic will have lots of signs there too. If you have any questions, we can always answer those.
All right. Alyssa Peterson is a breastfeeding coordinator with Family Health. Allie Rood, the lactation consultant at Sanford Health, talking about breastfeeding today on Chatabout. Thank you both for being here and telling us about this.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Chatabout has been sponsored by First National Bank Bemidji and Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll hear from Jeff Hack about the District 31 Education Foundation Fund. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for being here.